Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. So you wrote that, like the earliest religions, that science started out with this circular view of time. Explain what that is and why it matters.
Yeah. Well, and even before that, Susie, Aristotle, who is generally considered to be the grandfather of science, believed that time was circular. He literally believed, and therefore the science that proceeded from him believed that literally the universe repeated itself. So, for example, if Aristotle was right, you and I would be having this conversation maybe 25,000 years from now. The universe would cycle itself, would loop itself, and we would be having this identical conversation. He really believed that. I mean, and this was a smart guy, Aristotle. And the early religions, Hinduism, for example, and Buddhism, and many of the Eastern religions believed in circular time. They believed, for example, this is where the notion of reincarnation comes from, the notion that when you die, you're kind of caught in a circular loop, like almost like a hamster, you know, in a little cage. You know, if you buy a hamster and you put him in a little cage and he kind of just runs around in a circle. Well, that's the circle of life that we hear about in Hinduism, and the whole idea that in order to escape from that circle of life, to escape from circular time, you have to become more and more enlightened. And if you drop the ball, well, look out, you may come back as a hamster in your next life. And so this was very much the dogma. This was the prevailing view both on the scientific side and on the religious side that time was circular. It made sense to people, and they believed that. And then what happened was Christianity came along, and historians credit the Bible, Christianity in particular, for demolishing that view, or at least proposing an alternative to that view, let's say. And the alternative was, no, time is not circular, time is linear. What does that mean? It means that time has a very definite beginning and a very definite middle and a very definite end. Okay, so this is the contrast between just time just going around and around and around, and you and I just being caught in this loop, or are we caught up in a linear time? That is to say, you can liken it almost to a stream or a river that has a beginning. There's the headwaters of the Mississippi, and then the Delta. And this was a concept introduced not by science, by the way, but by Christianity. And what happened was that gradually over time, and again, I tell the story, it's a fascinating story, science adopted that point of view. And so to this day, all our equations assume linear time. So here is an interesting case, and it's not the only instance where actually science caught up with the Bible, that the Bible preceded science in revealing this truth that time is not circular, time is linear. Now, again, what does that mean to you and me? If you believe in circular time, then you believe that at any given time, you are the product of your karma. That is to say, in the Eastern religions that believe in circular time, however many good deeds or bad deeds, it's all kind of added up by the universe somehow, and that determines how you come back, as to whether you come back as an insect or whether, in fact, you come back as a human being or whatever. So at any given time, if you believe in circular time, you believe that you are the product of your behavior, your karma. On the other hand, if you believe in linear time, then you believe that you are the product of a creator, and at no time are you anything less than human.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.